This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's the live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We'll tell you more about the new Church of Cannabis, the International Church of Cannabis, that has opened its doors in Colorado. Actually opened it over a year ago, but there's a detailed story about them this week over at The Guardian. We'll share some more of that with you. Of course, you're welcome to bring up anything that's on your mind. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Sean is on the line calling us from Dallas, Texas. Hey, Sean.
Yes, I'm referring to Bitcoin.
Yeah.
With the hard forking that just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then we're coming up to another soft forking. I kind of enjoy the soft forking because the way it's going to work is when they double the block size.
That, as I understand it, is going to be a hard fork in order to double the block size. So you're referring to Bitcoin, the world's first decentralized cryptocurrency that right now, as of, I guess I don't know what it is at right now, but last night, as we were doing the show, crossed into $4,000 per Bitcoin territory. So it's an amazing success story. And this was after the hard fork you talked about, where Bitcoin as we knew it became two Bitcoin, where there's now Bitcoin Core and there's this sort of original Bitcoin. Correct. The original Bitcoin is called Bitcoin Core, and then there's the new Bitcoin Cash, and now this second potential hard fork is on the horizon for November, I believe, when they were supposed to take the original Bitcoin and increase what they call the block size, which is a technical aspect of Bitcoin that determines how many transactions per second or minute the Bitcoin network can handle. They were going to increase the block size by twice.
So it affects it. It doesn't determine it, right?
Yeah, it makes it so they can do more. They can fit more into a block, which means they can do more per minute.
Transactions quicker, everything.
But the proposal is that over 80% of the mining power in Bitcoin had agreed to at the New York Agreement back in late May for this so-called SegWit 2X, that particular proposal wasn't agreed to by the people who tend to the original Bitcoin software, what's called Bitcoin Core. So they're talking about staying the course and not going for the 2X block
size. But they're adding SegWit, so that's not the original software.
Sure, but it was the original software, and they're the ones who are taking care of it now. And so they're going to stay the course as is, and they're not going to support the 2X thing. So the 2X people
are
going to be...
They're not staying the course as is. They're changing the course of Bitcoin to the direction that they want it to go.
Everyone's changing the course
right.
of Bitcoin in the direction
so
they want it to go.
You can't say it's staying the course. The closest thing
it's
to
their
staying course. The
course, it's their course
is Bitcoin Core.
It's up for argument, Mark, but it's their course, it's their software, and they are in the minority at this point. They've got over 80% of the hashing power is behind the SegWit 2X proposal. But the point that I believe that you've gotten wrong, Sean, is that the 2X, the increase of the block size from 1 megabyte to 2, is going to require a hard fork. That's how that has to work, as I understand it.
So the hard forking is big mapping.
Is what?
The hard forking is fixed mapping.
I couldn't make out that word.
Happen with the hard forking, like, you know, where
there should be another.
Ways.
There should be another hard forking.
Oh, you said it didn't happen?
No, I said did it or did it not happen?
It did.
There was a hard fork, and there'll be another, sir.
So the hard fork that happened on August 1st, where Bitcoin split into two Bitcoins, was when a group calling themselves the user-activated hard fork went ahead, which was basically a company called Via BTC that sort of went forward with this idea, they went from 1 megabyte to 8 megabytes as the maximum block size. They said, "Well, we don't want to do 2 megabytes. We want to jump all the way to 8 right now." And then they, you know, they created this hard fork, and some of the mining power got behind it, and so, you know, that's what happened there. So yes, it already did hard fork, and Bitcoin's better off because of it.
So there's a big forking problem in between the old miners and the new miners. And all the people with the hash power.
Indeed.
It is a big forking problem. There's no doubt about that. And the big problem really is the confusion that comes from it. I think it's, you know, the market so far, at least if you look at the price of Bitcoin and the price of Bitcoin Cash, the new thing, shows the market thinks this was a good move, right? Like the prices of Bitcoin has gone up tremendously since this fork happened. The price of Bitcoin Cash hasn't really done that much worth talking about. It's kind of up and down a little bit. It's usually at about a tenth of what a Bitcoin is worth. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bitcoin Major, I bought it back when I first heard y'all speak about it. Back when it was in this slump, it was $600.
Good deal.
Pretty good.
Yep, I bet you are feeling pretty good.
No doubt. Hey, Sean, thanks for calling in tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. And yeah, everybody.
One last thing.
Yeah.
One last thing is, I'm a heart failure specialist. I have heart failure.
Okay.
And
okay.
I heard in your last segment about cannabis.
Yeah.
And it is actually truly been a medicine that is far beyond and far cheaper than what I can get from the doctors, and it works much better to not only lower my blood pressure, but also to help regulate everything. And it's a miracle. It's a miracle. I mean, why don't we have this legalized right now for everyone to use? I mean, it just blows my mind.
Marijuana lowered your blood pressure?
Yes.
It's a miracle drug as far as I'm concerned. I mean, the things that it can help people with are just so amazing, and all of the stories that people have from medical patients are so persuasive. I mean, you would think that wheeling a crippled man in front of a group of politicians might help sway them, but man, it doesn't help that much, and it is a hard-going process to try to change the system. It is brutally slow and frustrating, and I agree with you. It would seem that anybody with a dose of common sense or decency would support ending this insane prohibition, but unfortunately, the brainwashing about prohibition and about this drug and all of the other ones is so intense, and it's still so effective. After all of these years, after all of the propaganda, we think, because we've seen all the rebuttals and we know that the propaganda is ridiculous and laughable, and I mean, everybody that we know knows this, it seems like, but there's this group of people who's in power and they don't want to let that power go. Now, whether it's the cops, the politicians who are sort of owned by the cops or, you know, allied with the police, these are the people whose, you know, bread is buttered by this war on drugs, and they do not want that funding drying up.
No, they don't.
I think that's a major reason why it's still the way why things go as slowly as they do. And Sean, thanks again for the call and thoughts tonight. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And that's why I think it is more important, you know, than ever for people who understand the things that we do to come together physically in the same geographic area. Look, it makes a difference. We were talking about this tonight at the local libertarian meetup that happens every Sunday here in Keene, about these political migrations, about how the, you know, when the leftists moved into Vermont in the 1970s, it was a very, you know, coordinated thing. Hey, move here, leftists, hippies, whatever, commies. Come on up. Let's get
everybody from New York City that's, you know, squatting or whatever they're doing, playing, a guitar.
Didgeridoo.
Yeah, right on the corner. I don't think they were doing didgeridoos at the time, but whatever. Let's all go up to Vermont where population's low, life is good, we'll get back to the land, because get back to the land was a real thing then, too. And, we'll have commune farm things going on, and it really worked.
It worked. They changed the political landscape in that state. Vermont used to be a red state. And that migration was a huge impact there. You know, the Mormons moving to Utah. Anybody that looks at the politics of Utah knows that there is a very distinct influence that the Mormons have had on that on the state government there.
And still do.
And still do. So, you know, the idea of migrating for a purpose, a political purpose or, you know, belief system, makes sense. We've proven, again, that it works here because libertarians have been migrating here for quite a while now. The New Hampshire Freedom Migration is ongoing. So if you want to learn more, go to 101reasonsfilm.com and check that out. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. portion of the show. You can dial in here toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny, Ray,
and Mark.
Hey, Mark, what's the latest over at hope.freetalklive.com?
Well, they're completing the second story. They've got nearly the entire of the orphanage that we're building in Jinja, Uganda.
Well, you're helping fund. They're building it.
Well, I mean, doesn't that mean helping build? Build?
When I produced Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, I didn't do any of the editing or the the actual making of
the
movie.
Did you make a movie?
I helped make a movie.
Okay, yeah. Helped to make a movie.
Help, I made it possible.
Helping to make a movie means you made a movie, right? Like when you have a crew who's working on a house, at the end of that, they'll say, I built that house, right? Like they'll take responsibility for that. That's fine.
I had the pleasure of assisting production with that, with Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, and we're having the pleasure of assisting these people with fundraising so they can build an orphanage for 40-plus orphans.
Free Talk Lives. Building an orphanage in Jinja, Uganda.
Specifically, it's our listeners who are...
They're the ones who are the funding. They're just the conduit.
Right.
We're just
talking about it and asking for help, and the listeners are stepping up, and they're having their funds being matched twice by the folks over at Cell411, which is getcell411.com. Great app for your phones for emergency alerts. And then also the official wallet of Free Talk Live, Jax at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. They're double matching, meaning if you donate $10, it becomes $30.
Right.
If you donate $50, it becomes $150.
Right. Absolutely. And you can go and donate right now at hope.freetalklive.com. There are pictures there of the orphans. There are pictures of the way they have to get water today. There's pictures of the conditions in which they're sleeping. There's everything you'd want to know about what's going on, I believe, and if that's not enough, then my email is right there, mark@freetalklive.com, to answer any questions you might have regarding this the situation. But it's hope.freetalklive.com, and I hope that you will want to donate.
All right. You can bring up anything you want to discuss. We've been talking about everything from the Charlottesville racist versus Antifa conflict that happened over the weekend or on Friday.
But now, that's a mischaracterization, isn't it, according to Cantwell, because there were about 20 Antifa guys. And
well, I said it was a conflict. I didn't say they were the equal sides.
Conflict.
There was some fighting going on. I don't know if you saw the videos, but...
No, I didn't.
There was an all-out brawl that happened there, and it was all over a statue of Robert E. Lee that, the Antifa people had surrounded, and then the fascists surrounded the Antifa people, and one side attacked first, whoever it was, and there was a pretty big brawl.
I assumed that that's what it was when I first heard about it, because that seems to be kind of what's happening, is rightists will have a free speech event, and then leftists will come, and everybody comes ready for battle.
That's right.
The Antifa comes with their ninja costumes on, and
and apparently tear gas.
The alt-rightists come with construction helmets or baseball helmets.
And tiki torches.
And batons and stuff. But then I decided that I had made an incorrect assumption, and that it was basically unite the right were your rightists, and I don't know what various groups composed them, but that the other side were, just sort of run-of-the-mill folks, not come to do battle, necessarily.
According to Chris Cantwell, that was not the case. Chris, who is one of the right-wing racists.
So they were there, they were just outnumbered.
The Antifa people were far outnumbered, according to Chris, and according to any photos you see, any wide shots of this scene. There were literally hundreds of torch-bearing right-wing racists that were there, and a fraction of Antifa.
Okay.
Which flies in the face of our earlier caller's claim that Antifa is funded by George Soros, because if that's true, then they're having a tough time recruiting people to get paid to go out and have a fight. Anyway, you can share your thoughts here. Nathan is on the line listening to WLNI-FM in Lynchburg, Virginia. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey, welcome.
Hey, I just wanted to talk to you about that
sure.
event. I'm down in Lynchburg. It's 45 minutes south of Charlottesville.
Okay.
And about 3 weeks ago, a month ago, the Ku Klux Klan went up there to protest them taking down these historical statues. And they were way outnumbered. And there was a lot of violence.
So the KKK then. Was outnumbered by Antifa?
Yeah, this wasn't the most recent one. That happened right. yesterday. This happened right. like 3 weeks, a month ago. They right. went up there. They came basically came from North Carolina. And they legally got the permission slips from Charlottesville and whatever to have a protest,
mm-hmm.
the KKK. And then all of a sudden, all these other people start showing up who obviously did not appreciate the Ku Klux Klan, and I don't support the Ku Klux Klan.
Right.
But I also don't support the other side either.
Correct.
So
yeah, they're both pretty disgusting.
And they started getting violent. That was 3 weeks ago, a month ago, so almost a month ago, over the same statue. So yesterday, I'm just sitting here minding my own business, and I get the news reports coming, and I see what's going on, and I know a couple people who live up there and whatever, so I call them up. And it seems like, again, the Ku Klux Klan or neo-Nazis or whatever, they got permission to hold this rally, you know, a peaceful demonstration against the policies of Virginia that are taking down these Confederate statues, these historical monuments. And next thing you know, all these people start showing up again, the same ones who showed up 3 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and started violence. But this time, the right was ready for violence because they saw what happened last time. They yeah. weren't ready. So I just want to send a message out there to all denominations of all religions and all politics that if you bring a baseball bat to a peaceful protest, you shouldn't be there in the first place. Peaceful protests are mandatory and are protected under our Constitution, and they need to go peaceful. But if you bring violence, don't expect that someone's not going to get in their car from Ohio and drive over a bunch of you. Because the right, the left, doesn't matter. Violence is violence. This is American against America here. This has got to stop.
Yeah, I totally agree. Absolutely. I mean, if you bring violence to a peaceful protest, you've lost already because, you know, your ideas don't deserve to be listened to, considering you want to enforce them with violence. You want to push them on others with violence, and that, you know, right there invalidates any interest I think most people would have even listening.
I, for one, look forward to the day that I can carry a tiki torch without being called a Nazi.
Hey, you know what, guys? So I want to talk to you about something quickly.
Yeah.
Dealing with this. The fascists are not the right. I know a lot of people who are on the right, all what they call the alt-right. And let me mm-hmm. tell you something. They've got jobs. They don't have time to go protest. They don't have time to run people over with cars or to wear helmets or to bring baseball bats. They're just hardworking people who have certain views and certain opinions that are not harmful to others. They have certain religious beliefs that they're hanging on to or whatever. But they're not fascists. Freedom of speech will be protected by the right. The left right now is saying you can have freedom of speech and we'll protect freedom of speech as long as you don't believe what the right believes. That's the true fascist, is the left right now.
Well, there's definitely some oppressive people on both sides, and I think you're right. I mean, just because somebody's on the right doesn't mean they are the alt-right, and that's one of the divisions, and that's what the alt-righters were trying to unite. I don't think that strategy is going to work. Nathan, thanks for sharing your thoughts sure. with us tonight. We're coming up on Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. And if you don't, we'll talk more about the International Church of Cannabis that has opened its doors over a year ago in Denver, and they're still there. We'll tell you about what's going on with them. And joining you in our studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I want to understand why you feel this, the ART, the rapid transit, is crammed down to our throat when, you know, I've been a resident of Albuquerque for 15 years, and I've been voting there for the councilors and for the mayor who want better bus systems. So who is this saying that it's crammed down people's throats?
Well, you already, as a free person, Sarah, have a mechanism to get any kind of transportation that you can dream of. As long as enough other people want it, then you can have it. And you don't have to extract money from your neighbors. You don't have to require that they get on board with your project. You can just, whatever works for everybody will be profitable, and everybody can do that. And when you do, when you try and get a city to do something for you to promote your pet idea, then that's what I would mean by cramming it down somebody's throat, making them pay taxes for your idea.
Well, the thing is that I do admit get that there's people that oppose it, oppose businesses or people that want nothing to change or progress in New Mexico. The people that are born and raised here, they've seen Central the way it was ever since they were born, and they've been here 55 years, and they fight change, even if it's for the better. But, you know, there's a lot of people that want us to have a safer intersection, that want to have the latest bus system. That's better. So, well, you know, we live in a world where, you know, I have a lot of disagreement with a lot of your libertarian views.
Sure.
But you're entitled to your views, and so am I. So we live in this world where we all have different reality and we have collisions. Because we look at the whole world in a different way.
Let me ask you this, Sarah. So, if we all live in a town, 99 people, there's 100 people in the town, 99 people want a bus system. Should that one person who doesn't want a bus system be forced to pay for the bus system that 99 people want? Or should the 99 people just get together and buy a darn bus and run their darn bus and leave the one person out of it? Which one's better?
The thing is, you know, the way that community is, if the 99 people want a better bus system, then they just get it. It's like the red light cameras here.
But that didn't answer the question. That didn't answer.
Well, no, she did answer the question. She said the better way is that the one person should be forced.
Did you just want to be clear? You do want to force that one person to fund the thing they don't want to fund, right?
Well, the thing is, you know what? We help fund that person. What are you guys talking about? You know, everybody pays taxes and it gets appropriated to things that we don't want anyway. There's a lot of things.
Well, right.
That
so
I don't
shouldn't
like
you? Right. So why should you be forced to pay for something you don't want? So, for instance, one of the things we agree on is that we're against war. Right. You're against war.
Right.
Right. So isn't it wrong for the people who want war to force you to pay for war?
Yeah, but they do. We don't have a
say-so. Agreed.
So you agree that it's wrong?
They do, but they don't do it through a vote. They do it through the the representative system. Like, I have yet to get to vote. How do you feel on the war? Right? Like, yay or nay? Nobody ever asks me that. You may get to vote on your bus that way, but we don't get to vote on the war.
But even if you did vote, you'd still be forced to do it if you lost.
But even so, that would be the way it was. And so, you know, what we're proposing here is a system where people who want to fight wars can fund their wars, and people who want bus systems can fund their bus systems.
And you leave everybody else out.
Everybody gets what they want, and then nobody gets what they don't. Isn't that a better system, Sarah?
So then if I don't want to pay for none of my federal tax dollars to go for your kid's school and for your public roads, if it's federal tax, I don't want you to have it in your neighborhood.
Yep.
I mean, am I entitled to say that to you, Mark?
Well, I don't think you should pick which neighborhood. I think you should either say, I'm for government-funded roads or I'm against government-funded roads. But, you know, by and large, yeah, I don't send my kid to government school because I do not want my kid, A, educated by government bureaucrats, B, to be a burden on other people. You don't pay for my dog's food. Why would you pay for my kid's schooling?
Well, you know what? It's nonsense what you're talking about, because we live in a community, you know? And then everything comes out of the community.
It takes a village to raise
taxes.
A child.
Yeah. takes a village to ruin a kid's education.
So basically you're saying you're fine with being taxed to send people off to die in a war if you can go ahead and tax people to fund a transit system.
Of course. What I'm saying is it's better off that we fund the transit system rather than having the money go to war. That's my point.
You don't get the choice, though. No, no.
You got the war and the bus.
You're the one who's saying...
You can pick the war and the bus, or no war and no bus, but you don't get to pick a bus and no war. I ain't seen that happen yet, Sarah.
Well, you should be able to pick that. You should be able to fund just the bus.
I think you should. That's what we're here on Free Talk Live, giving you the option. But when it comes down to government, Sarah, once you give the government the ability to take one penny for one thing, they've got the ability to take whatever they want for whatever they want.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. As we continue, you can share your thoughts with us on anything that happens to be on your mind on this live Sunday edition. So we were discussing the church, the cannabis church there in Denver. And they've been open for over a year at this point. And what about those neighbors? Peter G. Cronus, this is from The Guardian, writing in a local paper, the Denver Post, said he felt blindsided, angry that the project was done in secret, and that the neighborhood didn't have a chance to voice concerns prior to its completion.
What's going on inside this church? The neighbors should have... I love these people.
Parking and noise.
It's a church. It's a big building with a pointy roof. Okay? It's not like this came as a surprise to anyone.
Yeah, what was he expecting that was going to happen to the church? If it wasn't going to be a church anymore, it was certainly going to be something where people would need to park and go into. Like, if you're going to take an old church building and convert it into offices or whatever
They were talking about originally turning it into apartments, which would have people parking in the evening. It could be that this gentleman is upset that the parking
Thing about the apartments?
That was the early part of it. They were turned into flats, do you recall?
Oh, yeah.
And what the gentleman could be upset about is that the church services are held on Friday evening rather than Sunday morning, and that he thinks church should be on Sunday morning. But I would remind
him... Because all churches must be the same, right?
Catholic Church is very good at having services all throughout the week
Wednesday.
At different times, so that could very well happen. Plus, there's such thing as midnight mass. Generally, it's only held on Easter, but... no particular reason why it would have to be.
Parking and noise, rather than the consumption of marijuana inside, still seem to be the major worries, as well as the possibility that attendees will drive home stoned. Guess what? That's been happening since before Prohibition. Marijuana users have been driving for many decades. It's just now legal for them to smoke it in certain places. It's still not legal for them to smoke it and drive, but again, that's not going to stop them from doing it.
And that should be the crime that it is, and like with alcohol. The crime with alcohol isn't imbibing alcohol. It's imbibing alcohol and getting behind the wheel. With marijuana, if the crime is going to be driving under the influence of marijuana, then that should be the crime, not the smoking of marijuana. Or where you smoke it, or whatever.
So Lee's hoping to turn them around, arranging volunteer days through the church to help make a positive impact in the community. Last Saturday, they were out collecting rubbish from local streets, and for now at least, there seems to be a tentative truce.
Okay, so the rubbish collecting is probably a pretty good idea, but why is it that one has to come into a neighborhood and show, I've got good faith here, I'm going to pick up your garbage for you, because you people are a bunch of complaining busybodies, right? Like, that's a jerky thing to do. Look,
to pick up garbage or to complain?
Right. I mean, these people have a building with a pointy roof. It's a church. Why are you complaining about it? We have to have an opportunity to talk about their church and see who wanted them to be able to have a church where the church is.
Some people love to complain. Yeah, they love to find fault. I mean, they need something to talk about. Their lives are boring. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
DINOVITE.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dinovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dinovite.com.
Everything we tried failed except the Dinovite. DINOVITE.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you. If you get on the phone now, our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Of course, you can bring up anything you want. We're going to go back to the phones and the fun, but I do want to invite you to AMP the show over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month, and that's money that we can invest into the show to help us get on new radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only podcast, and more. The brand-new badge, the Free Talk Live badge for amplifiers only, on the new Free Talk Live forum. That's another new perk over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal, you can use credit card, and more. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com and Bitcoin as well. Let's go to Carl. He's in New Jersey listening to WPG. Hello, Carl.
Thanks, Guy. I've called you guys before, but when you bring up the government schools, it makes me so angry, just like it makes you angry, because to where I live in Acorn Township, they raised our taxes for the school 6 cents, but then I don't know if they use Common Core math or something, because then they realized it was 9 cents. The municipality, oops, 1 cent. The county, I think, 2.2. And I went to the school board meeting because they got 1.45 million from the state. They were voting. No, they wanted to keep it all. I mean, it's tax, more tax money for them. And I spoke, just give it all back to us. And others said the same thing.
Did they laugh at you?
Well, no.
Because
they
laugh at us when we go there. we'll go into the school board meetings, and the teachers will laugh at us for proposing any reductions.
Yeah.
Well, of course, because they're broken, underfunded, and they need more money. They always
They're perennially underfunded. I mean, there's never a time when they don't want more money. Even though right now I don't know what it's like there, but here in Keene, I think it's $20,000 per pupil. What do you guys? What is the spend rate there in New Jersey where you're at? Do you know?
Well, some towns are higher than that. Ours isn't that much. I think it's 13,000 some.
Wow.
But they have a lot less students, and they won't get rid of anybody in their schools. They won't even admit they have less students.
Yeah, they're doing the same thing here. The student population is going down, and they want more money.
Right.
They need more money. They desperately need more money.
Right.
Because is where people miss it. This isn't an organization to educate kids. This is an organization to keep a public sector union going.
Right. In other words, higher salaries, higher pensions, and they even have a big problem with substitute teachers. I mean, they have so many in the year, and I'm thinking, like, why? I mean, why aren't you teachers coming to school? Why do you have all these substitutes? I mean, it's the only answer is vouchers that people can not go to these government schools.
Well, it's a step. I mean, really, the vouchers are just a step. The answer is to get the government out of government, wealth redistribution for educational purposes entirely.
I agree.
And allow people to decide for themselves, allow the market to create solutions for people. So, the Christians can send their kids to a Christian school, the atheists can send their kids to an atheist school, and, the art people can send their kids to an art school, and, everybody should be able to have whatever kind of education they want.
Yeah, and guess what? The transgenders can send their transgenders to transgender schools, too.
Thanks for the call, Carl. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's talk to Larry. He's in Evansville, Indiana. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark.
Thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it. I know I'm catching you close to the end of the program. But make my point, but let me address that individual that just called. There is a problem with the public schools because if you live in near a state line, you will also see the schools keeping their enrollments up by allowing children through the parents through the open enrollment program, and they don't care if they live in another state, which is not supposed to be, because you'll see a lot of kids being dropped off in cars without a state plate.
Because for each student, they get a bigger budget, right?
That's correct. So they don't care. As long as the kids drop in, all the people have to do is get a P.O. box and a cell phone number with an in-state number on it. And they get around that system, so the school keeps getting more funds. But and that normally happens in near state line. But my point was, the other night you had got kind of like a lively conversation with Mark there about the individual that committed suicide in the truck and the
girlfriend.
The girl being coupled.
Talked him into it.
Yeah, involved in that, right. Well, just recently that happened again. And a person hung himself in his bedroom because he was being bullied and such. Now, I know that you said that in your discussion with Mark, you said, well, then the mother should talk to the dead son, was your comment. And now use that as a quote because you did say that. By the way, though, this one that committed suicide was a 9-year-old third grader.
Yeah, I've heard the story.
You want to still stay by that term and by that quote?
What was the quote again? I'm sorry.
The mother should talk to the dead son.
In the other case, you said the mother should talk to the dead son.
I don't remember what that was in reference to. I'm sorry. I've been distracted with some things going on in the background here.
That was in reference to Mark talking to you concerning the culpability of the young lady at the time.
Oh, right, because the son was the one who took his own life.
Right. Well, this other boy that took his life was a 9-year-old third grader.
By the way, Jack's 9, just so you're clear.
My son
Jack is 9, just so you're clear on what kind of cognitive ability a 9-year-old has. I'm stunned that this kid was able to even figure out how to make a noose and hang himself.
Oh, wow.
But that's what he did. And he did it supposedly because of bullying. It's,
but
to me, what it is...
Where's the cutoff on the age? Is it 17? Is it 18? Is it 9? Is it 10?
I don't set age cutoffs. I mean, to me it has to do with the maturity of the individual there. I'm sorry, it's a tragic story, but ultimately there's going to be people who say mean things on the internet, and most of them you're not going to know who they are. So, you can be as upset about it as you want to. The only thing that you can do is to inform your children that these people shouldn't be paid attention to, that these are mean, ugly, mean-spirited, nasty people, and you need to not read the YouTube comments, and if there are people sending you messages on Facebook, you need to block them if they're making you feel uncomfortable. There's no reason that you should subject yourself to that stuff. But, you know, the world's not perfect, and some kids are going to commit suicide. It's tragic.
Well, in your discussion with Mark, though, I feel Mark was correct in that, because if someone is psychologically not capable of handling the situation, or mentally not capable of handling the situation, then there can be a couple.
If your child cannot handle being on the internet, then maybe you shouldn't let them on the internet.
It's not me.
I'm not clear that this kid killed himself because of internet bullying. I think he might have
killed himself. It wasn't internet bullying. It was bullying at school. So
bullying.
Who shares the culpability there? School, the mother, the son.
Yeah, I would say that sending your kid to a government school, could be considered abuse.
You don't think the school has any responsibility?
I mean, sure. I mean, they shouldn't be allowing kids to do that. But most of the time, they won't know. If there's some kids on the playground or whatever that are saying things, the teacher's not necessarily right there. They're not gonna. And then it's gonna be he said versus she said if one of them goes and tells the teacher about it. So you don't have any real proof of what actually transpired.
It's a really tragic situation, and
doubt.
As far as I can tell. And the thing is that people don't want to place blame when it comes to bullying. It's like, well, kids are going to be kids, and these sorts of things. But I don't have to worry about it with my son because I don't send my son to these places.
Well,
lots of people do.
There's a big difference though between bullying in real life and some anonymous troll sending you a nasty message on the internet, right? Like the classic bullying.
This lady isn't an anonymous troll. This was his girlfriend, right?
Like, okay, I thought we were talking about the 9-year-old.
The 9-year-old wasn't on Facebook, Ian.
Okay, I understand. That's what I'm saying. There's a difference between. Hold on. There's a difference between being bullied in real life, like the 9-year-old was, right? He was bullied at school. This is what I'm trying to say. And somebody picking on somebody on the internet. In real life bullying, there's usually somebody who's bigger than you, who's trying to extract lunch money or trying to some sort of favors or obedience or whatever. And that's very different than some anonymous, troll saying you're ugly or, four eyes or whatever it is that they're saying to you, nasty YouTube comments or Facebook messages. A completely different story. The person on the internet, you don't know them. They're probably not even living in the same town as you. They're not threatening to beat you up the next day. So it's a completely different story. And I'm not saying I support people being nasty online, but to compare the two, I don't think is fair.
No.
We're out of time for tonight. Hey, Larry, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate the discussion. If you didn't get on tonight, well, we're sorry about that. We'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. We do this show live 7 nights a week. So if you didn't get a chance to get in tonight, you can always join us tomorrow. And online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? With the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.